Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you tuned in this morning. Oh, I'm going to give out the phone number now because we will be taking calls at least later in the show, and you probably will think of a question and wish you had it. So here we go, 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. In the blog this week, had all kinds of tips for good sleep, things that are natural supplements, devices, and even a trick that I use if I wake up and my mind goes to, oh my, what I have to do tomorrow, and what about this problem or that problem. To get my mind off of that, I need something that is distracts me from that, but not too much. I don't want to replace one stress with another. And so I put in there a trick that I use. And in the newsletter, in the updates, I had this item that the average age of people who die from COVID-19 is about 80 years. And 94% of all of the COVID-19 related deaths had two or three underlying causes, pre-existing problems of one kind or another. And that's what Healthy by Nature is committed to, helping listeners and our readers get rid of those underlying causes. And that's what we'll be doing today on the show with Dr. Fred Pescatore. I know you all are looking forward to having him on. And I'll give you some more details for our new listeners about who that is here coming up after the break. But I want to say something about masks. I'm seeing lots and lots of people wearing masks. And it's not a political statement. It's just what, after I looked at all of the research, pro and con, I believe they help. They help the wearer not absorb as much of contaminated droplets. So maybe you aren't totally protected, but you'd get less sick. And it certainly helps those around you in case you are infected and don't know it. So I think it's the proper thing to do. And I know this doesn't apply to you, but I get really annoyed when I see people who think that the masks are chin warmers. They're not. They have to be over your mouth and over your nose to do any good. And I don't think we want to belittle and berate people around you, but if you ever get a chance to say, you know, that'll work better if it covers your nose, might not hurt. Dr. Pescatore has been a friend of the show for, since shortly after we started 23 plus years ago. And when he had an office in Dallas, we got to see him a lot more. Now that he's back in Manhattan, we have to remember to call him up, and we're glad he'll be with us today. Stay tuned.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Wittekin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Fred Pescatore, MD, is one of the country's most sought-after natural physicians. He has people come to see him in Manhattan from all over, and you would recognize some of their names because he's also known as Physician to the Stars. He has a really fascinating background and became an expert on what to eat to prevent all manner of problems, including what we're going to talk about mostly today, diabetes. He is a prolific author. He has a number of books, and I put the links to them in the description of today's show in the archives. The A-List Diet, subtitled Lose Up to 15 Pounds, which would be happy news for those suffering the quarantine 15. Lose Up to 15 Pounds and Look and Feel Younger in Just 2 Weeks. Well known for the Hamptons Diet, the Hamptons Diet Cookbook, a classic that we talked about many times on this show in years past, Thin for Good. The Allergy and Asthma Cure, and Feed Your Kids Well. He has a newsletter that I think is really well done, and I put a link to that in the archives, as well as his YouTube channel. I put links to two cooking demos to show you that he also practices what he preaches, and he has some shortcuts to make it easier for us to eat well. And tomorrow he is presenting the Ultimate Heart Summit, and there's no charge for that, and I have a link to that as well. Dr. Pescatore, how do you have time to see patients when you are so busy educating the world?
Well, you know, the good thing, Marty, is that there's nothing else to do right now.
Which is sad to say in New York City.
Yes. So I stay safe and I stay home and I do all this stuff because, A, it's what I love doing the most, right? B, now I have time to do it all because there's no other distractions, which is great.
Well, I'm glad you have something to keep you
busy.
Keep you busy. I want to pick up on the first of your newsletters that I got that I think will help people a whole lot. You have 5 myths about diabetes. And before we get into those, let me just ask why people should care. What is the biggest issue for having blood sugar problems long term?
Well, I mean, long term, you have to care. Diabetes is probably one of the worst diseases you could possibly get. It affects every organ in your body. It's the leading cause of blindness. It's the leading cause of amputation. Peripheral neuropathies where you can't feel your feet, erectile dysfunction in men. I mean, it is a kidney disease, hypertension, stroke, heart attack, cancer. How's that?
Yeah, well, that kind of sums up really the top causes of death in the country. And now you can add to it, it's a risk factor for COVID-19.
Exactly. one of the biggest risk factors for COVID-19, actually, after obesity. So,
because it's damaging our immune system while it's doing these other things.
Yeah, sure is. So that's sort of like the high level of why you should be worried about your blood sugar.
Yeah, well, I want to motivate people to listen to the rest of this because that's some pretty powerful information. The first myth, I'm thin, so I don't have to worry about diabetes. That's a myth. Why is that the case?
Because one can be thin and one can be overweight. One could be thin and have blood sugar issues, and one could be overweight and not have blood sugar issues. So the two don't necessarily go hand in hand. Everybody's metabolism is different. So a thin person, I know many, many thin people who have pre-diabetes, diabetes, they have blood sugar disorders. And when you're talking about type 1 diabetes, most people are thin with type 1 diabetes. And that's the one that you get, you know, that's the one that's inherited, genetic, that sort of thing. The type 2 diabetes, which is the one that's, you know, epidemic in this country right now, is generally caused by eating poorly, and it's what we do to ourselves. So I want to, you know, I want to definitely be out there knowing that there's two different types of blood sugar disorders. So being thin does not negate you from having to worry about what you put in your mouth.
Yeah, you know, there are people called skinny fat people. It doesn't show on the outside, but their body is reacting as though they are obese. There's
Think about all that sugar you put. I mean, if you put sugar in your body, no matter what, you're suppressing your immune system, increasing inflammation. So really, so whether you're thin or not, you're still doing all the damage is still getting done on the molecular and cellular level.
You said epidemic, and the statistics are that 34.2 million people have diabetes. That's more than 10% of the population. And of those, only 26.9 have been diagnosed, leaving 7.3 million people who don't even know they have diabetes. And that's before we even talk about pre-diabetes, which is, tell us what that is.
Pre-diabetes is when your body starts to break down its ability to metabolize sugar. So the insulin receptors get damaged, so your body has to start putting out more and more insulin to do the same job. And if you're following numbers, the hemoglobin A1C is the really important number here to look at in your blood work, and that's anything generally above 5.7, and that's a number... I mean, that's a marker and a blood test that you should be having at least twice a year from your physician, or if you only go once a year, at least that once a year check that you should make sure to see where you fall on that scale. And anything above 5.7 makes you, anything between 5.7 and 6.4 makes you pre-diabetic. So it's really important that you monitor that blood level, because that's going to be the key marker for you to know how much attention you really have to pay. And I think, before I say anything else, I think everybody should be paying attention to the amount of sugar that they ingest, because it just isn't good for you on many levels. I mean, it's been linked to 13 cancers now, 13, including some of the most common ones like breast, colon, prostate, et cetera. So it behooves all of us to really pay attention to how much sugar intake that we have. And I'm not saying never to eat sugar at all, especially we're coming into holiday season, but you know, I really do want people to understand that it really, the least you can do, the better.
Well, we're going to get into diet here shortly. Another distinction I think we could make is the difference between blood sugar and sugar in the diet, because there are other ways to get your blood sugar up, and that's when the A1C starts to reflect. It's HbA1c is the test, and they don't, unfortunately, I don't know why, they should do it routinely. You have to ask for it, like you usually have to ask for a vitamin D test. And
I know
that your, all of your proteins in your cells are getting kind of caramelized, and they don't work very well after that, so... that's a thing to watch. And so we don't want to be pre-diabetic. And your number two myth was, wouldn't I feel it if I had diabetes?
Yeah, that is the real issue, is because it's another one of those silent diseases. We have so many silent diseases, and that's why we try to, Marty, you and I try to encourage people to do preventative measures and to be proactive with their health, because diabetes just creeps up on you, and it could take years. It could take 5, 10, 20 years, and then all of a sudden you become diabetic. And so people, you know, in the old days, before a lot of people knew, you know, about, before we talked about pre-diabetes and had this big awareness about sugar, is that, and blood sugar, is that, you know, people would say, how did I become diabetic? I wasn't diabetic yesterday. And that's
right.
Not true. You've been working towards diabetes for the last 20 years of your life. So it is an absolutely silent, I mean, you mentioned it perfectly earlier when you gave out the statistics, is that there's so many millions of people that don't know they have it because you don't necessarily feel anything.
Yeah, it used to just make me crazy when people would say that I wasn't diabetic, and then the doctor said, oh, now I am, like they picked it up at the supermarket, which they did indirectly, as it turns out, but they think it was like a lightning bolt, but it's not something you have earned with diet and lifestyle over decades. And we're going to give some tips coming up here after the break on how to not become one of those statistics, not become one of the 88 million people with prediabetes, and the vast majority of them don't know they have it. So, and if you're 65 years old or older, then we're looking at 24 million people with prediabetes.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lilly has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest is Manhattan physician Fred Pescatore. He's a medical doctor and author of a great many best-selling books on diet and health. Many of them are linked from the archive description of today's show. You go to hbnshow.com. On the menu, select Listen, and then Archives and Today's Date. And you also will there have a link to the Ultimate Heart Summit, which is tomorrow, Sunday, October 25th at 2 p.m. Central. So not a lot of time to fool around doing that. Make sure that you get in on that, because that will be some great information and there's no charge. Well, Dr. Fred, I looked again at this newsletter on diabetes, and two of the myths I think we've already covered. One was that my doctor told me I have a touch of sugar, I have nothing to worry about. That kind of goes in the idiocy column, but it's also the pre-diabetic. And then my doctor told me it doesn't matter how much sugar I eat. That's a clue it's time to get a different doctor. And number five, I've always been able to eat anything I've wanted. So that kind of leads us to think, well, maybe things change as we age.
Yeah, I mean, things do change. You know, there's only so much, you know, I use this quote a lot from my mother, which is, you can do as bad as you want, but never for as long as you want.
Oh,
so there will always be a price to pay at some point for your evil. Yes, I mean, a lot of people, especially, and this is something I see all the time, because, you know, people come to me for weight loss or whatever, blood sugar disorders, well, they come to me for everything, but specifically when they're like, I've been thin all my life, I could eat anything I wanted, and now look at me. And the thing is, you know, it catches up, because our insulin receptors, our pancreas, all the other hormones that are in play in how we balance our blood sugar, our liver that can get fat. You know, our liver is getting fatty liver. You know, I mean, it's one of the most common illnesses in the United States today is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Why is that? That's because we eat so much sugar, sugar, bread, pasta, et cetera, et cetera. And that all, the body turns that into triglycerides, three sugar molecules, turns it into three sugar molecules, and then stores it in the liver, stuffs it in there. And eventually, your liver just gets filled with fat, and then the liver can't detoxify, and that's when you start feeling some of the effects. And I think that's really, I actually really think that's where the underlying issue is, maybe, with why high blood sugar is directly contributable to certain cancers, is because it's stuffing our liver, and our liver can't detoxify what we do to ourselves.
That really points to an aging issue. It isn't so much what the calendar says, it's what your mom says, that we can do these bad things, but then it eventually catches up with us. And you have listed here some symptoms that maybe when we said you would know it if you had it, maybe people should look and see that feeling hungry a few hours after eating, getting a 3 or 4 o'clock slump, forgetting why you went into a room, the need for caffeine just to make it through the day. Those are clues even without doing testing. And you mentioned triglycerides, and that number, when you get your blood test, always comes out with the blood fats, which I think people immediately assume has something to do with fat in the diet. I think it might be useful if they put that number down there with what your fasting glucose is and the hemoglobin A1C, because isn't the triglycerides a reflection of what your blood sugar's been doing? I remember years and years ago when we had Dr. Robert Atkins on the show and you were his associate, that he was talking then about triglycerides being a bigger issue than cholesterol.
Yeah, triglycerides are. They're actually the fat. You can see when someone has high triglyceride levels. When you spin their blood, it looks like milk. That you can actually see the fat in the blood. It should look like a clear yellow liquid. But when you spin people's bloods down, it looks like fat. It looks like milk. Let's just make a distinction. There are some people who have familial hypertriglyceridemia. You know, there are people who do have that disorder, who no matter what they eat will have high triglycerides. And having high triglycerides are not only bad for your liver, they also are a leading cause of pancreatitis. And once you get pancreatitis, you're prone to having it again and again and again, and pancreatitis is not a fun disease. But getting back to triglyceride levels is that it is a very clear indicator of what you have eaten. So triglyceride levels go up when you eat sugar and pasta and bread and all sorts of, you know, things of that nature, rice, anything that quickly turns into sugar is reflected immediately in your triglyceride level. So you really have to be very, very careful. So that actually, Marty, is an excellent indicator of how much sugar you're eating. And I don't want to just blame sugar. It's all of that category of food that turns into sugar. I know it's easier for us to just say sugar, but it is. I do want people to understand that even though I do think sugar kills, I think there are other hashtag sugar kills, my favorite hashtag. But there are other foods that are just as contributory.
I have in the library on HBNShow.com, I have a fairly extensive discussion of foods and the glycemic index of how rapidly they do turn to sugar and affect the blood sugar. So that's a resource that you can access. Well, we have really just kind of taking the fun out of Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. If you focus on the sugar part of that and instead of the fellowship or whatever, but just in general, is there a best, quote, diet, unquote? Diet, of course, just means what we eat on a regular basis, and I know that there must be, but one that's labeled like keto, paleo, low carb, low fat, heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid, lifestyle. Yeah. Like, how did those words come out of your mouth?
Yeah, they didn't want to.
No. I mean, I think, you know, people who, you know, keto, paleo, I mean, you mentioned keto, paleo, low carb. Those are all the ones that tend to have the least amount of sugar in them. You know, so the Hampton's diet, the A-list diet, all of them are variations on the Mediterranean-style diet, which also has lower amounts of sugar in it. And that's not to say that you can't have some fruit. That's not to say, you know, and it's not to say to ruin the holidays, right? I mean, even, you know, it's okay to have something on Thanksgiving. It's okay to have something on Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday, your birthday. But it's not, you know, sugar should be sugar and sweet things and sort of like pasta things and all of that should sort of almost be celebratory, not something that we consume every single day. And, you know, the average American consumes, 35 teaspoons of sugar a day, something like that. I haven't caught up with the latest number, but I think it's something like that.
Unless they visit the juice bars and the Starbucks and go for the Frappuccinos and so on, and then heaven knows what that number is. And sodas, soft drinks, are just horrible sugar bombs with 10 teaspoons or more in a lot of those. Well, we'll come back and focus a little bit more on the what you should do's instead of the what you shouldn't do's, and we will be taking some calls. I've already got a couple of emailed questions for Dr. Pescatore. We're at 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. And he tells me he doesn't think my listeners like him because they don't call in, so prove him wrong, okay? We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name's Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
I'm Marty Whittakin, your host, and my guest is a fan favorite, Fred Pescatore, M.D. He's a physician in Manhattan with a very well-known practice. You've probably read articles that he's written for Women's World. He's the best-selling author on a number of topics, and we're privileged to have him with us today. We've been talking about prediabetes and diabetes and how to avoid all of the grief that comes when your blood sugar gets out of control. I'd like to go back again to, you mentioned the Mediterranean diet. I think too many people, if you say Mediterranean diet, they think, oh, good, that's spaghetti, lasagna, and pizza. Tell us more about what the good side of the Mediterranean diet looks like.
Actually, that's the American version of the Mediterranean diet. It's so funny. I had this conversation yesterday with someone, and they said, well, don't, you know, when you eat, go to Italy, isn't it just pizza and pasta? I'm like, not really at all. I mean, it's actually more about fish, and it's a completely Italian cuisine. And now that I'm getting more and more into Italy, it is and Italy has a very regional cuisine. So someone from Rome will not understand what someone from Naples eats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But just to answer your question, is the Mediterranean diet is really all about healthy fats and oils, lean proteins, usually fish. They eat a lot of fish. So it's lean proteins, fish, good oils, low glycemic grains, if at all. That's really what the Mediterranean diet's all about. It's really about it's vegetable focused. It's lean protein focused. I mean, there isn't a meal that you sit down to in the Mediterranean region where pasta is the main course. Pasta is never the main course. It might be an in-between course, but what it is, it's like you'll get one amazingly delicious ravioli. You know, it's not like a pound of them thrown in your plate.
Or 2 pounds that you might get at some of the restaurants that pride themselves on portion size instead of quality. You mentioned healthy oils, and Bob in Fort Worth has a question about that. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. I have bought some MCT oil, and so that's supposedly supposed to be good for you. Basically, I understand it's coconut oil. Could you expand a little bit on the different types of triglycerides, the good ones and the bad ones?
Yeah, that's a medium chain. MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides. So let's not get too far in the weeds on that, but what should people look for?
People should look for an oil. When you're looking for a good oil, you want to look for something that has a high smoke point. So that means it does not burn when you're cooking with it. Two of my favorites are macadamia nut oil and avocado oil for that particular reason. That has a lot of those. Both have a lot of omega-9s, which are very heart-healthy oils. You want to stay away from oils that have been super processed, like canola oil, like grapeseed oil, like
soy oil
that people use. Soy, sunflower, safflower, corn oil, thank you. A lot of those vegetable oils are really super processed. So that's what you want to stay away from. You want to look for something that, and olive oil, just to put that out on the table, because most people use olive oil, is a great oil for salad dressings. It's a great finishing oil. It's not a great oil to fry, bake, or any of that type of thing, because that will start to break down at around 325, 350 degrees. So it's not really a great oil for cooking. It's a great finishing oil.
Yeah, no matter what you see the TV chefs do, thinking that they are promoting a good oil, they're ruining it too often.
It's true.
Well, Bob, thank you for your question. And James in Houston, Texas, wants to carry on the theme of oils. Let's find out what's on his mind. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I wanted to ask about olive oil, cod liver oil, and coconut oil. Are they good?
Okay. Cod liver oil is a great source of vitamin D. You cannot cook with cod liver oil. It will break down immediately. So if you want to take a tablespoon of it a day, it's fantastic. You get some good amount of D in there. Olive oil is great when it's not cooked. That's why I recommend getting a really good olive oil. It's got to be dark. It's got to be, the bottle has to be opaque, meaning you can't see through it. It's got to be dark. Otherwise, the oil will denature and become bad for you. And coconut oil has always been a tough question for me. I mean, I like it. I'm not sure people should be using that as their only cooking oil. It does have a high smoke point, like I talked about, and there are good antiviral benefits. There are good antibacterial benefits from coconut oil. I'm not sure it's the best cooking oil. I much prefer something with a higher level of omega-9s, which is, you know, a completely different, Marty and I can talk about fats and oils for 2 to 3 hours.
Which but, we have done incidentally.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that answers the question. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
I appreciate it.
Yes, and coconut oil doesn't have the antioxidants and the polyphenols that you get in an avocado oil, let's say, or if you can get it, macadamia nut oil. I know you sell it in the store, your practice store, and they can reach it on the website. I wish it was still in every health food store, but the only really good kind comes from either South Africa or Australia, and that means that there's kind of a long lag time to get it here, and that makes it hard from a business proposition, as you and I just too well know. One other factor with diet is, all right, people immediately go to, sugar's bad, let's do a sugar substitute, and there are a raft of them. You go through in this newsletter a lot of reasons to be wary of most of them, and I have information about that, too, in the library on hbnshow.com. You end up saying the best thing is stevia. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, nutritive and non-nutritive sweeteners are, you know, they're a problem. You know, the things, you know, the saccharins of the world, the whatever they're called. I'm trying to not use their brand names, but they're not good for you. They might not. There are so many studies that look at how those mimic the same responses in your body that you have to sugar. Another study just came out actually like a week ago, which I was surprised. I'm like, people are still talking about this? Like, haven't we already put to bed the fact that you know, most of artificial sweeteners, if not all artificial sweeteners, are bad for you? And actually there's been studies on how drinking artificially sweetened beverages increase your likelihood of having diabetes and blood sugar disorders.
Now, so much for the knee-jerk reaction to go to that. But stevia is a plant source of sweetness that actually has some health benefits to it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the
prebiotic.
Yes, some of the newer ones are easy to use, and they don't have the bitter aftertaste. When we come back, we've got questions on dialysis. What vitamins do you suggest? And Gilbert has type 2 diabetes. He went to Israel, and their food brought his numbers down. Why is that? We'll start with that one when we come back with Dr. Fred Pescatore here on Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Stay tuned.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittakin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
We've been talking with friend and mentor and hero of mine, Fred Pescatore, MD. I can't tell you how much I have learned from Dr. Fred over the years. I'm grateful for the time I've been able to spend with him. And he was the president of the International American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, to which I belong, and am attending their seminars this weekend. And I've learned a couple of new things. One, the hemoglobin A1C that you mentioned apparently binds to nitric oxide, which is a very powerful thing that we need for function, including healthy blood vessels, again, helping with erectile dysfunction and so on. So hemoglobin A1C, that measure of the blood sugar, there's another good reason to keep it under control with diet. We have a question here. Somebody in Houston once missed the good oils. Rather than repeat that for everybody who was able to hear it, I will put it in the newsletter this week, a review of the good oils and maybe some links that would be helpful in that regard. Dr. Fred, you mentioned that stevia is a prebiotic, and that reminded me that you just recently completed leading a professional webinar on gut health. The bacteria that we have in our intestinal tract, that also has a lot to do with how our blood sugar and virtually every other system works. Would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, having a healthy gut, which means having a healthy microbiome. A lot of people may have heard that terminology. It's just making sure that all the good bugs in our digestive tract, which helps us absorb sugar, digest sugar, absorb nutrients, do everything that we need to do to produce immune system cells, et cetera, et cetera. It is the powerhouse of our body. So when you mistreat your gut, which is basically from your mouth to the other end, you are going to not be at your healthiest. And when you mistreat that, and by having sugar, and sugar suppresses the immune system, and where does it do that? It does that in the gut. The gut secretes 80% of our immune system cells. And so we need to be at our best at all times. We need to be at our defense at all times for any invaders that come to our, you know, that come our way. And the best way to do that is to have a really healthy gut. And that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's another show. But just in brief, all those healthy foods that you were talking about, the fruits and vegetables and the fibrous foods, that's food for the good guys in the gut. And I know you are like I am, a fan of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, a fermented mm-hmm. food concentrate to kind of support that gut health.
Yeah, and the thing is about probiotics, just real quickly, is that you need a probiotic that has a prebiotic and a postbiotic. And Dr. O'Hara's has all three of those, which is amazing. So you get it all in one pill, and you don't have to take extra. And it's not freeze-dried, and it's live, and that's really what you're looking for. Our bacteria are our friends, and we've got trillions of them. There's more of them than us in our bodies. So they kind of rule the roost, and beautifully we're figuring out which ones do what and how they all interact with each other. And it's really, the science is fascinating on all of this. It really is just fascinating. You'll be hearing a lot more about the gut soon.
Yeah, we should schedule a show on that. Gilbert wanted to know about why he has type 2 diabetes. When he went to Israel, their food brought his numbers down. Why do you suppose that was? You've been all around the world. You know these things.
Well, Israel is where? On the Mediterranean. So they have a pure Mediterranean diet. It's chickpeas and hummus, chickpeas. So it's really good sources of fiber and beans. It's got lots of fish. It's there's very little sugar in it. I mean, it's amazing how little sugar they use. And if you've ever been there during the holidays, when they have to have no sugar in the foods and they're all gluten-free during the holidays and things, it's really quite fascinating how amazingly delicious everything can be without the sugar and the gluten and all of that. So I think that and in Israel, most of the food is grown there. They're a very self-reliant country. So that's absolutely the reason. It's why you can go to Italy and get better, or Spain and your diabetes gets better. It's because of how they eat and what they eat. And that's just their diet.
And they tend to eat more seasonally as well. They're not, as we do, shipping things clear across the country so we can have it when it wouldn't be available to us in that area.
Or across the world, yeah. Which is even worse. So that's a bad thing.
Might have to do kind of a lightning round here to get in a couple more questions. Mary in Houston, when on dialysis, what vitamins do you suggest?
Oh, dialysis. You've got to keep your kidneys. You've got to keep everything. I mean, I think a good multi. I think vitamin D for sure. But you have to be very careful because the vitamins can accumulate because your kidneys aren't excreting them. So make sure whatever you're going to take is ask your dialysis doctor.
Yeah, I recommend the molecular multi because it's in the forms that the body can use rather than have to dump. And we'll have a couple more questions and answers and a review of the contact information when we come back to Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, my guest today, Fred Pescatore, MD, author of The A-List Diet, The Hamptons Diet, Thin for Good, Feed Your Kids Well, a whole bunch of good books. Stay tuned.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Dr. Pescatore has a subscription newsletter that's quite detailed and just terrific, but he also has a free electronic newsletter, and I put in the description of today's show in the archives a link to that, as well as a link to the Ultimate Heart Summit that he's conducting tomorrow at 2. It's a online seminar. I'm sure it'll be terrific. And I have also links to his books, to his practice, all the things that you would need. You just go to hbnshow.com, select listen from the menu, and then go into the archives and pick today's date. See, Dr. Fred, we could use a lot more time because people do want to talk to you, and I've been hogging you to some extent. A couple of quick questions. Barbara, who is 90, wants to know why she gets up every hour during the night to pee. She doesn't have that problem during the day. What would be a common cause for that?
A common cause for that in someone that age is most likely a dropped bladder, which would be the most common cause. The second most common cause would be check your blood sugar, because that's when, an early warning sign of diabetes is when you have to urinate too much. So that can be a double-edged sword. So it's either diabetes or it's a dropped bladder.
A listener in Pennsylvania is concerned because she's really tired. She went to the doctor, and he decided she was depressed. I think that's one of those cases where, when in doubt, they say you're depressed. You could be depressed because you're tired as well as tired because you're depressed. Any advice for her?
Get to a better doctor. You need a lot more testing. It could be your adrenal glands. It could be Epstein-Barr. It could be Lyme. It could be so many different things that I bet your doctor never even thought of to test.
And the basics never hurt. Get good sleep. I've had two blogs in a row on how to do that. Drink more water. Get more exercise. Eat the Mediterranean diet. Follow Dr. Fred's advice, and you'll undoubtedly feel better no matter what it is that's going on. But yes, find out what's at the cause of that, because fatigue
is... And I have a sleep protocol too, Marty, on my archive, and on my website. There's a whole sleep protocol because it's so important.
Excellent. Well, this has been great fun, and I will put some follow-up notes in the newsletter this coming week. So, folks, when you go to the website, hbnshow.com, there's a newsletter link in the menu. And don't forget those archives, because everybody should take advantage of the seminar tomorrow on heart health, because, yes, COVID-19, big issue, but heart disease is still the biggest killer. So, and it's also a big risk for COVID-19. Dr. Fred, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the great work you do and for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Marty. Thank you so much.
By Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.